Woman discovered something terrifying when her son tackled her. The look in his eyes seemed to have lost its former innocence. He kept staring at her body up and down. Even more eerie was the fact that her son was making strange panting noises. The woman sensed something was wrong and quickly pushed her son away. But before she could ask him anything, he returned to normal. The woman dismissed it as a hallucination and didn't think much of it. But that night, as soon as the woman fell asleep, the boy sneaked over to her bedside. He then placed his hand on her forehead and gently stroked her. This indescribable feeling made the woman feel extremely nauseous. But the terrifying events were far from over. The next day, there was a party at home. She was simply interacting normally with her new husband. But the boy was glaring at her menacingly from the side. That gaze made the woman feel a hint of fear. The woman, filled with doubts, wanted to find a time to have a proper talk with her son. But the boy intercepted her first and said very seriously that he was going to send her current husband to heaven. This turned the woman's original worry into anger. But the boy refused to listen to her lectures and ran up to the attic without looking back. Because there were too many guests in the house, the woman did not want to lose her temper on the spot. Instead, she waited until the next day when her husband went to work. He wanted to find the boy and have a serious talk with him. But just as he was pondering how to broach the subject, his hand was accidentally cut. He looked at the piano he often played with confusion. There was a blade stuck in the crack. He knew it was his son's prank. Recalling what the boy had said the night before, the woman was overcome with grief and anger. Before the woman could confront him, she heard her son's cries for help coming from the cellar. The woman rushed downstairs and saw the boy lying on the ground, unconscious. The woman was terrified. She tried to pick up her son, but found that his body was ice cold. The woman thought her son had a simple fever, so she quickly carried him to the bed and hurriedly went to find medicine. Unexpectedly, she found the missing undergarments in the boy's drawer. The situation was urgent, and the woman had no time to think. She put the undergarments away, took the thermometer, and went to the boy's bedside. She was horrified to discover that he was constantly emitting low growls. There were also some unclear words mixed in. The woman wanted to lean in to listen closely. The next moment, the boy revealed an eerie smile.